We now come to something that is one of the harder things for readers to get used to, and that is something called alif maqsura, which is the alif that takes the form of a ya. And I said earlier, it takes this it is this amphibious letter because it has to have two functions. And the function is that when a suffix is added to such a word, then it must be it transforms from an alif into a ya. You see here what I'm circling is the alif, okay? But it becomes a ya, right? And this is the ya. It becomes a ya if a suffix is added, right? So this is what that is the reason why the shape of the letter is a ya with a little alif on top of it. This is called the dagger alif, okay? So again, it's amphibious, or it takes, amphibious, I'm just using that word here. Amphibious obviously means land and water. But what I mean here, it takes this dual form because it has to function as both letters, okay? So when you add a suffix, it has to become a ya. But otherwise, it's an elif. So whenever you see this, you have to pronounce a. You pronounce it as if it's an elif. And whenever you see this in the Quran, you pronounce it as a ya. Okay, e. Now, I try to make things easy, but in this case, you're going to have to actually use, exert some memory here and realize that there is a little bit of a problem, okay? And that problem exists because everywhere else, they've taken on a different system. They've taken on a system where the elif, okay, when you pick up a book of hadith or literature, the elif is given this shape. And the ya is given two dots. So if you don't see two dots, you pronounce it as an elif. Everywhere else, in every other literature. Okay? Only in the Quran and in the old Egyptian publications is the ya simply this without any dots. And this is the elif at the end of the word. Elif maqsura. Elif in the form of elif and ya combined. Everywhere else, which is most of the publication of Islamic works, comes out of Lebanon, now Beirut. This is a ya, and this is the alif. And I have been advocating for years, okay, that why don't we just, for the publishing houses, use this, both this one and this one. This one that I'm pointing to with my mouse, for the alif, and this one. And eliminate these two because they're not from the Quran, I'm talking about from regular books. Eliminate these two because there are no distinctive markers. So just eliminate this one when you publish. And when you publish, you want to write something that ends with an elif that needs to take the shape of a ya, use this one. And when you want to publish a ya, use this one. Okay? Or when you want to use a ya, use this one. So, but the point is, you as readers of the Quran must only worry about these two. Okay? Which is the elif. Okay, with the dagger alif on top of the ya versus no dagger alif. When you start reading hadith and when we start reading regular texts that are not the Quran, then you're going to have to recognize this. Okay, that the alif and the ya are written in different ways. Okay, so this is one of the tricky things that people need to recognize and know that when they're reading, that they're spelled and they're written in different ways. All right, now let's go to our reading. We now are on Surat Al-Bayyinah, which is the first surah that will take us into two different pages. So this will be the first time we'll be scrolling down to another page. And we are now looking for the alif maqsura, okay? The alif in the form of a ya. All right, lam yakun alladhina kafaru kafara waw. Let's leave aside the meaning for now and just look at the letters. This alif here it's not kafruwa. This is kafaru. This is just a placeholder to show that it's plural. Min ahl. Alif hamza ha lam. Al kitab. Here's a dagger alif. Al kitab. Wal mushrikeen. Wow. Alif lam mean. Sheen. Okay. That's a third stripe of the sheen. Third tooth. Ra kaf ya noon. Al mushrikeen. Munfakkin, mim, noon, fa, kaf, ya, noon. And you notice here that I did ikhfa, munfakkin. Okay. And here is our first alif maqsura. Hatta. You do not pronounce this idea yet. You pronounce this alif. Hatta. Hatta. And alif. Hatta means until. Okay. All right. Now let's skip ahead. Instead of going word for word and looking, but let me show you two examples. And they come at the bottom here. Fiha abadan. Radiya. You see here, there's a ya, and there is no dagger alif. That means I pronounce a ya. Alright? Radiya. Radiyallahu anhum. Wa radwan. Dhalik kariman. Khashiya. Here again, no two dagger alif. No dagger alif. Okay? So it's pronounced as a ya. Khashiya. Let me now take you to Surah Al-Duha, which has a number of alif maqsura examples. This is the best example to show you the alif maqsura. And it is Surah Al-Duha, so we had to skip a little bit, okay, to take us to Surah Al-Duha. And here you have Wal-Duha. You see that? That is the ha connected to the ya. The ya is tucked under the ha, and there's the alif, there's the dagger alif. Wal-Duha. Wal-Layli Idha Saja. Again, dagger alif, and the ya, and that ya shape is tucked under the jeem. Ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Again, dagger alif. Qala, alif maqsura. Qaf, lam, and the ya is tucked under the lam. Walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al ula. Again, ya is tucked under the lam and it's pronounced as a alif. Walasawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. It's again alif, and the only reason that it's given a med is because it's followed by hamza, and we'll discuss that later in tajweed. So don't worry about this tilde right here. This is what you need to concern yourself. This alif maqsura, this tilde, we'll show you what the meaning of that is later. But that is a ya tucked under the dad, and this is acting as the beginning of the ya and the tooth of the dad. Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. Again, here a good example of alif maqsura. Wa wajadaka dallan fahada. Again, alif maqsura. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Another alif maqsura. This time the ya shape is tucked under the noon. So this is acting as the beginning of the ya and the tip of the noon. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. So those are some good examples of the alif maqsura, which is when you see the dagger alif, you pronounce it as an alif, not as a ya. But you know that the reason it's done like this is that if a suffix or a pronoun of possession or any type of suffix is added, then that will have to transform into a ya. That's why it's taking the dual shape of alif and ya.